The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Back on Thursday. Here's a real wild one. It's getting to be every day in every way weirder by the hour sometimes. It's not a daily thing now. This is just spiraling. I've got to do one quick update for you. This is out of CNN, and this is I guess one of their spokespeople. The story title kind of gives it away. Let me just read the story. CNN's Michael Smirkonish, S-M-E-R-C-O-N-I-S-H, has urged people, get ready for this, to mentally abuse friends and family members who refuse to get the kill shot. During a segment on his program today, Smirkonish discussed a suggestion made by prosecutor Michael Stern in a USA Today opinion piece about vaccination uptake. He said, "We've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated," Smirkonish said, agreeing that businesses should make getting the vaccine mandatory as a condition of employment. He also declared that family members and friends should socially ostracize all those who choose not to take the shot. All right, this is Soviet America. No question about it. It's not halfway there. It's there. And no one is saying anything. Approximately 80 million people voted for the Constitution. I like to look at it that way. Last November, not Trump. I hope most of them were looking at the bigger picture. What he allegedly represented, the Constitution. 80 million people, maybe more. How many voted for the creeper? 30 million, maybe less. Only, what was it, less than 1,000 people watched his latest White House speech. I mean, teleprompter read. So, really, how many voted for him? I'll bet it's 25 million, at the most. And those are just anti-Trump votes. But it's not the issue. Trump is not the issue. The issue is the Constitution of the formerly United States of America. Now, CNN is literally, one of its employees is calling on all of us to verbally abuse friends and family who refuse to take this unproven experimental death shot. Pretty bad. Here to comment about that and other things is the remarkable, brave, brilliant Dr. Leonard Colwell, back with us as he is every month. Hello, Leonard. How are you? How goes it?
Hey, Jeff. I'm good. It's just kind of like very surreal, the world in which we live, the times in which we live. As a judge of for the International Tribunal for Health and Justice, I sent Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, a cease and desist order 2 days ago, officially, with 40 pages, stop the genocide and everything that's connected to it, the assault on humans and inhuman health with the mask and social distancing and everything in it. I think I sent you a copy, but you might not have had the time
to
read it.
I did. I was very impressed. That was excellent. Merkel is, of course, a career communist. She's a very evil woman. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called her Adolf Merkel by now, so that we can go back to the Nazi regime. Because it's kind of like really interesting to watch that the same system is going to be applied. Everybody in Germany says now we are exactly where we were in Germany at 1938. And the takeover of the Nazis, no matter what you think about it, that's a different story. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the attitude and the helplessness, the feeling of helplessness, the destruction of human minds, of children. And I'm seeing here an unbelievable abuse of power, an unbelievable abuse of a position she doesn't hold, because Angela Merkel is not the chancellor of anything. And she is basically a fraud and nothing else. So she has nothing to say. She cannot make laws. And they're going to try to mandatorily vaccinate in July all the children. They're going to mandatorily test everybody while giving them the Morgellons disease. I think we talked about it last week. I'm on so many radio shows, I have no idea
anymore. These are Morgellons nanotech fibers and other types of nanotechnology. Absolutely.
And they're on the top of on the tip of the Q-tip that they put into your nasal cavity. And I told you about a year ago or so, Jeff, it makes no sense from a scientific point of view to put this Q-tip in the nasal cavity and swallow it around. I'm going to tell you something the first time on air because I figured something out why they're doing all of this. So basically, I'm 3-4 years ago. I have to move some office furniture with a couple of friends, and the guy renting the car, driving the car, we are U-Haul. He's staring at the wall. He says, "Come over here." When we rent this U-Haul, we are insured for a zombie attack. And I'm thinking, of course, he's joking. And he says, "No, I'm not joking. Here's this. Here, look at it. You rent a car from U-Haul. You are insured for a zombie attack." Oh, okay.
It's right there in black and white. It's right there.
Yeah.
It's on there.
It's right there.
That is wild. Okay.
So now I'm thinking that's very interesting. Now, half a year ago, insurance companies are starting to offer insurance policies for zombie attacks. Thinking, hey, what's going on? Then all of a sudden, countries put websites out there. They are not filled yet, but they have the websites out there, how to defend yourself or behave in a zombie attack. Thinking, very interesting. Then also, as you know, the New World Order has to show us or wants to show us everything they're going to do to us and with us. So they show us all these zombie movies, Living Dead or whatever all this stuff is called. And I'm thinking, where's the message? What's going on here? So I'm on my live show. I started the Civil War in Germany 3 weeks ago. I have a live stream now where I call for applying violent self-defense, because you can use anything you want and everything you need in self-defense. You don't have to take it to somebody who has a uniform, wears a uniform, can beat the crap out of you. That doesn't work this way. But I'll come back to that later. So I started on championschat.com. It's in German. I started a revolution. And the civil war in Germany. So everything you see there now was the demonstrations. I even created a new logo, a new name for my warriors, Coldwellian. I made out of Coldwellian, like Orwellian.
Got
it. So Coldwellian.com. com exists also, and I created the coldwellian times.com, and in 4 days we have 190,000 subscribers in 4 days for coldwellian times.com. It's free.
Wow. Well, see, this is the spirit of the German people still there.
Oh man, I'm just getting warm. I'm just getting warmed up. So now let's come back to why they are doing this. So they're filling us with living antennas with this little hairs on every Q-tip, on every test is at least one living
Well, hair. I call them biological machines. Okay, that's what I call them. But whatever.
Yeah. And they're antennas actually.
Yeah, I think they're send and receive. Leonard, I think they're send and receive. Yeah.
They do. And they're also in the mass. The mass is full with it. The tests are full with it. And it's accumulative. Yep. And this is where people just are not really aware of the danger. That's why they want to do testing, go in testing, go out testing, go flight testing, and so on. It's just all about accumulation of these antennas or receiving little robots. If you blow on them, body temperature, they start moving, they start jumping. All the videos out there everywhere. And so so I'm thinking, very interesting. So now they want to go close to the pituitary gland that controls everything. It's kind of like in the front middle of your brain. So that's why they go into the nasal cavity, that they are as close as possible to the wall between the brain and the outside, the nasal cavity, to get as close to the pituitary gland as they can, because the pituitary gland controls everything. This thing doesn't work. It's calcified, for example, by fluoride. You are in very deep trouble. So now they're putting it in there. They swirl it around. Why would they swirl it around? I'm a doctor. I know how to get DNA or DNS. It's just, what in the world is going on? And I told you kind of a month ago, I said, why do they swirl it around? Why do they put it in the navel cavity? You can just swipe it on the lip. You have all the DNA you want.
That's right. And so
now they want to test everything, mandatory test. By the way, the new vaccine is in the test too. They have the vaccine with the test, which is not a vaccine. We all know, but I explain this really, really later because I have some really big insight. So now they're filling us up with antennas. We have become basically a hybrid, half a robot, half a human. And
cyborg.
Kind of like a cyborg, thank you. That's what we get to. So now we all know that the vaccine caused mad cow disease. It's proven. No doubt about it, guys. I mean, consume me. Just try me. And causes mad cow disease. They liquidize the brain. It causes Alzheimer's and, of course, massive tumors at the reproductive organs of the woman, shrinks the penis, shrinks the testicles, and makes everybody infertile. The women get sick from the vaccinated people, and they get their period all the time, not at all anymore. 90-year-old women get their period if they are close to people that got vaccinated. And 1-year-old girls getting their period when they are close to somebody vaccinated. Spouses wake up in the morning, look like somebody dunked them in hot oil because their spouse got vaccinated the day before. So they all get sick from the vaccinated one because they had not enough sick ones and enough dying ones. Now they pump the vaccine out to make them all sick and have them die. That's still not where I want to head. So now we are cyborgs now. And the so-called vaccine, we just call it vaccine just for now. I explain later why it's no vaccine, couldn't be a vaccine. It's an experimental bioweapon.
You don't, and, Leonard, you don't even need to waste our time on that. Our audience knows that. They're really smart. So, yeah, go right ahead.
Fantastic. So we're having now this bioweapon. It liquidizes our brain, causes Alzheimer's, mad cow disease. It's a fact. Causing mad cow disease is a fact. And so
and you know what?
Excuse me,
Leonard. Let me add one thing. One of the first things I'm seeing now, and I have friends who are monitoring social media, where thousands, tens, and maybe hundreds of thousands of people are or are about to start posting their symptoms. One of the early symptoms, and there are many of them, are cognitive decline issues. Well, we could say short-term memory loss, foggy brain. Okay, that's fine. But people now, there are two reports that I'm aware of where people don't recognize friends by their faces. Now, this is without a mask, of course. They're literally beginning to show severe mental deficiencies, which I suspect are from the misfolding proteins beginning to riddle the brain with holes. And that's what you're talking about. That's mad cow disease, prions.
Absolutely. We had this before. But here is the kicker, which will everybody make aware of what's really going on and how long they plan this already. So we are now becoming living antennas, and now we're getting mad cow disease, so the brain starts basically disintegrating. And now what do? They turn on something they haven't turned on yet, even as you think they do and even as you say they do. They did not turn on 5G yet, fully 5G. When they turn on 5G in Wuhan, 2.2 million people died at the same second. We know this because 2.2 million people never used their cell phone again after they turned it on. To hide all this, they basically said it was a virus. There is no virus. I can prove this. There's $1.2 million out there in a bonus if you present the fact or the proof of a COVID-19 virus, which doesn't exist, never been isolated, doesn't exist, end of story. There are no viruses. I can prove that. So here's the thing. So now we are having mad cow disease. Brain is already messed up. We are living antenna. Why do they need an antenna? Where is the sender? If we are the receiver, I mean the sender too, but now we are the receiver. Now they turn on 5G shortly because they filled all the schools with 5G, all the churches, while the schools were closed and so on. They turn on 5G and there you have your zombie. And now with the push of a button through 5G, they say you are aggressive, you eat people, you do something. These are the zombies they promise us for a decade now.
Okay, so here. I agree. Let me say this also. If, in fact, this happens, if it's 5G or if it's not 5G, it doesn't matter because prion misfolding is going to happen among the vaccinated and maybe among the unvaccinated who are being contaminated with something. We think it's a spike protein. We're not sure, but we think it is. If that happens, let's just say 10% of the 120 million who have been vaccinated begin to show signs of misfolded protein prion activity in the brain. That's 12 million people. We do not have the hospitals or the facilities for these people. They are eventually going to be on the streets, walking around in varying states of mental decline and decay. That's your zombie. They will walk, they will talk, maybe. They won't know where they are. They'll be absolutely mentally dissipated. Leonard is completely right. And these are the zombies we've been prepared to deal with all the movies, all the TV series, and all the folklore for all these years. They always tell us in advance. Go ahead, Leonard. Sorry for the interruption.
One of the major scientists at Pfizer even said, you will be dead in 2 years if you're vaccinated. And I think you don't make it that long. So it's not that obvious. Every fifth, I have really, really good information based on my information that I got. Every fifth vaccine is just water. It's nothing in it. So that not everybody dies and not everybody dies at the same time. Some are diluted, some are straight. So people will die between 3 months and 24 months, but they will be dead in 24 months. So the guys, if you got vaccinated, it's your own fault. I don't care. If you start crying now or whatever, you're hating me, do whatever you want. I literally don't care. If you're that stupid to get vaccinated, if you haven't really done the research, you're just an idiot. And if you die, you die. End of story. So the thing just is the people that are still awake and aware, and we don't need many because, as we know from the revolution and from the War of Independence, you only need 3%. That's all we need, 3%, guys. Wake up. Go to my website, Coldwellian. Times.com. It's 80% German right now, 20% English, but we will make it even 50-50. But it's all on there. The pictures of the people that get the vaccine, how they look like they dunk the people that before the vaccination, after the vaccination, when they are dead with a gravestone, with a tombstone. So there is no maybe anymore. They are all getting damaged in their reproductive organs. That's their goal. They're going to destroy what they try with CLA, with fluoride, calcifying the pituitary gland, and all these kind of things. They are trying to make us infertile for such a long time. And Why do you have all these fertility clinics? Why do people not get pregnant? When I was young, you needed to look at a woman, she was pregnant. So this entire thing is out there to kill us all, guys. It's not any good thing. There are no variants out there because there's no virus out there. Easy to prove. All these court orders, where people sued these fraudulent companies that made the fraudulent tests, said provide a sample, provide a proof of the COVID-19 virus that you make a test for. Everybody is in contempt of court because they don't have it, because there is no such thing. It's a very simple thing. There are no viruses, guys. What they call a virus is nothing else than the secretion of a healthy cell. The healthy cell gets detoxified itself, and this little pocket of dirt and poison that it sends out, or poops out, let's say it that way, that's what they call a virus. That's all. There is no such thing as a virus. There's no measles virus. There is no HIV. There is nothing, absolutely nothing. And I can prove it now with so many experts. I have 80 experts on my side right now. We are suing everywhere. Rainer Thürmich, a very famous lawyer in Germany who sued Deutsche Bank and Lufthansa and so on, is suing all the governments in the world. He's suing in L.A. He's suing in Germany. And he gets really along. He said, after looking into this, this is much more horrible than you would ever believe. It's genocide. Everybody's saying, and that's what I want to put in your head. Everybody that says it's safe and effective, you take it and you are damaged. Sue them. Everybody's saying it on TV. Every politician, every of these losers, these freaks out there that's saying, oh, it's safe. Don't worry. It's safe and effective. We don't even have a vaccine against the flu or cold. 600 years ago in the Netherlands, they started vaccination. And back then already, the doctor said, a lot of people die, so don't give it to anybody that doesn't necessarily have to get it. So this entire hoax needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. We have 2 months. In 2 months, they mandatorily want to vaccinate your children. Your children will be brain dead and die. Very, very simple. So, my dear friends, are we at the break, Jeff?
Yeah, we are. Let me hold on. We'll come back in just a few minutes with Leonard Coldwell. Coldwellian Times. Coldwellian. Coldwell, like Coldwell. ColdwellianTimes.com. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, right back with you and Dr. Leonard Coldwell. Leonard, go right ahead. The stage is yours.
Thank you so much. Now I'm just hearing the very important information that just came out. Guys, I'm living off just Allicin C and Oxy C for all my patients, for all my suggestions, because with enough vitamin C in your system, enough oxygen, nothing bad can really happen. I mean, the chemical warfare is a different story. But it's harder for it to get to you because what's really, really important to understand, you need to be as fit as possible. You need to be as strong as possible when we get into this fight, which is over in August. Whether we are done or they are done, there's nothing in the middle. They planned everything they are doing right now for 2025. But because we got awake and aware, they got scared, and that's why they're making us so many mistakes. They're making more mistakes than anybody would ever believe. So it's really, really important that people literally understand how important this is, that you get the Allicin C from Jeff's side and the Oxy C, because Otto Warburg and Max Planck have proven there's nothing bad that can happen to you based on acidosis if you have enough oxygen, and an alkaline body in both will be helped through the Allicin C and the Oxy C. And this is not,
thank
I don't
you,
get
Leonard.
Money, I would never, Jeff, confirm it. Do I get commission from you, or did you ask me to say
no,
that?
No, I'm always surprised when you kindly mention what you just did. Thank you. It's true.
It's just a tourist. I will never say anything else because, see, in 63 years that I'm alive, 52 years of these 63 years, they're trying to destroy me, discredit me. I'm the most censored person on the internet. I have 8 billion views on my videos. You don't find my videos. I sold 900 million books. I'm on not one single best-selling list. So that's how it all works. I really don't care. I'm getting stronger and stronger. And we came out with the Coldwellian Times 4 days ago. We have more subscribers and people
amazing.
That go there than you can ever imagine.
It's a tribute.
Kind of like people are ready, Jeff. People are ready for us.
It's now or never, Lenny. That's right.
Yeah. It's our last chance. Guys, if we haven't fought them and won by August, you're all dead. I'm not joking, guys. You will be all dead. It might take you a couple of months to die, or maybe 2 years, but you will be dead. You get vaccinated, you will be damaged or dead, or both. First, damaged and dead. So it's really, really important that you guys wake up. And there's this butt-kissing, sissy thing. Stop. Be real men. Stop this. Oh, yeah, I'm transgender or whatever. I don't care what you are. If you have a penis, you're a man. If you have a vagina, you're a woman. Do you get me? And nothing else. And if you're a bearded guy with a big wig, having a little child on your lap while you have an erection, come by. I'm going to help you to become a woman. Really, really fast.
There you go.
Takes me about 3 seconds. You know? So it needs to end. And it needs to end now. All this BS needs to end now. Men need to be real men again, and women need to be real women again.
Oh, I don't
care what anybody else is saying, because everybody else with a big mouth is a pig of full brain dead idiot. That's all. Because it's unnatural. If you read my friend John Gray's book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, you understand there are genetic things that are important to why a woman has to be a woman, why a man has to be a man. And you get cancer if you don't live what you really are. And I have proven this over 52 years. My book, The Only Answer to Cancer, is the most sold health book on earth. My new book, The Only Cure for Cancer Patients, is getting there. So, guys, people are waking more and more up. Forget about the losers. Do not try to convince one of these idiots. They will be idiots. They will die. Thank God they die. And so the thing just is, you need to focus your energy on the ones that are worth it. They are asking for solutions. They are asking the real question for, they want real answers, not debate you, argue with you, or talk you down, or talk you out of your conviction or the things you really learn to understand. This is all over. The entire stupidity, there is no virus. Show me a COVID-19 virus. And as it said, you get $1.2 million. So where is the virus? No takers for 4 months already? Isn't that interesting? Nobody wants $1.2 million? Interesting. So stop believing these idiots. And now start suing everybody that says it's safe and effective. Everybody, every politician, everybody that says it's safe and effective because they talked you into getting the vaccine. Now you're sick or start dying. So they are liable. They are liable. Everybody on TV, every TV host, everybody on CNN, every politician, everybody telling you it's safe and effective and take it is liable for every damage that's been caused because you took the vaccine based on their suggestions. So sue them. Sue everybody. Nobody is protected from crimes, from committing crimes. And this is a crime against humanity. This genocide. And we need to just now all stick together. If you want to be a part of my movement, the Coldwellians, I have the Coldwellian warriors. Go to coldwellianstore.com. Buy something with my logo on it. We make barely no money. Maybe 5% on the items because it's drop shipping, so there's no money. We just want the flags out there. Buy my flags if you want to support me. Coldwellianstore.com and put it out. So if somebody is on the run from the let's call them evildoers just for the heck of it. They see your flag in the window or on the door. They know they can come because you are Coldwellian. A Coldwellian is somebody that stands for freedom. A Coldwellian is somebody that is willing to stand up for freedom and justice. And this is over. To me, I have no problems to take a baseball bat and straighten a couple of kneecaps out. This is not a problem for me. So now they're abusing, it's racketeering. What the government is doing is racketeering. Everything is blackmail.
It's true. It's a good word.
You don't get vaccinated. You cannot fly. All these kind of things. We have all the mafia crimes proven, committed by the government. The airline, for example, cannot say, get a mask or get vaccinated or you cannot fly. No, it's extortion. And it's doing bodily harm. Everybody doesn't tell you hydroxychloroquine fixes all these similar problems based on cold or flu that we have since humankind exists. Everybody who ever had a cold or flu has the antibodies for everybody else, for every other thing that's in the corona realm. So there are no variances. If there is no virus, you all... Nah, I don't want to say the
40 countries have been unable to isolate the virus. 40 countries at last count.
But
all they can say is they think it's there. Killed him?
They think it's there, yeah.
And the president of Burundi, they killed him because both of them refused to allow the vaccine in their country.
And because they had papaya tested positive and oil and gold.
That was Tanzania. That was a very brave man. He was a scientist, too. Yeah.
And so to me, this entire thing ended. And I don't know why people demonstrate at some kind of political facilities, demonstrate at the houses of these politicians that cause your death. They all know. If they are by themselves, you see the secret videos, not one single one is wearing the mask. I put out an hour video that explains why it's completely absurd of the mask. Now, a couple of days ago, they said, there's a new variant out there of COVID-19. It's 10,000 or whatever times smaller than the holes in the pores in the mask. 10,000 times smaller. So if it would exist, it doesn't exist. They make it smaller so that they can say, oh, it's so tiny, we cannot isolate it. They're looking now for ways out. Because everybody says, where is it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like Bill Melinda Gates. Why do they get divorced? I can tell you why. At least the way I believe it. He gets sued now from everybody because everybody is waking up. So how he's going to protect this money is giving it to Melinda. These type of criminals never get divorced because they did so many crooked things together. They cannot get divorced. So if they get divorced, it's only to hide the money. In my opinion.
One of them will end up having a heart attack or a severe accident or something.
Guillotines.
You mentioned earlier that 2 million cell phones disappeared in China after the outbreak of the Wuhan virus. Well, the actual number was 21 million disappeared. It's easy to get confused. It's 21 million. Now, what they've done to try to debunk that story and hide it is turn loose all of these alleged fact checkers, fact checking websites, fact checking organizations. Whenever they do
Bill Gates.
It's a total cover. Yes, a total Soros cover up. Probably 20 million or thereabout, maybe 15 million cell phone accounts did disappear. That's a fact. That story was not rebuked in the beginning, and it still stands now, even though the fact-checkers are saying it was a misinterpretation. That's what they're saying.
They are tech-benders. They are not tech-checkers. They are a-holes that bend the facts. And to me, I'm just waiting for them to do this on any of my posts. I'm going to sue them for defamation. I don't need anything else. Just say one time I lied. And I'm going to sue you that you don't even know what happened to you and the amount that happened to you. And then how many people are going to sue you for defamation, too? I'm just in the middle of organizing the free world, and you have no idea what's going on. I had just had in Germany 180,000 people that signed up to be a Coldwellian freedom warrior. 180,000 people. And we started a couple of days ago. I started the revolution in Germany 3 weeks ago with my live chat, championschat.com, every Sunday at 9 p.m. German time. But I'm done. Guys, for me, I'm done. I have seen it every time. Oh, you have to turn the belt tighter. We have to suffer. We have to give. We have to. No. We are here to live happily. We are here to live healthy. So they are damaging us. They're assaulting us. It's an assault with a deadly weapon. End of story. The vaccine and the mask.
They're blue in the mask.
The blue in the mask works like asbestos, gives you mesothelioma, lung cancer, and so on. It's proven. And so the plastic, the microplastic in the mask is going to kill you, everything. So, guys, it's very simple to see the structure and the conspiracy to commit genocide. It's very obvious. I'm filing criminal lawsuits as a judge everywhere. I founded the Champion Nation. We already got our first passports. They're just correcting them because they are printed somewhere else, but they don't speak English, so there come a couple of problems with the writing. But I already have my own passports. We are completely off the grid. We are completely off every law. Nobody can touch us. We are completely sovereign, like in the Wild Wild West. Why could two people go out, have a duel, one shoots the other, and then they go in and drink a whiskey? Because they were sovereign. They made the decision to do that. We are sovereigns. We can do whatever we want. We don't need to pay taxes. There is no law. There's no reason to pay taxes. And the Champion Nation is not the body. The body is a body with a living soul. It's not, because the body is sold off to the Vatican due to the birth certificate. So the Vatican owns you. It's like a car title. The birth certificate is the title for you, owned by the Vatican. So they control you. So in a Champion Nation, we are not bodies with a living soul. We are living souls that created and owns this body. And the second you become a member of the Champion Nation, you're completely free and of every contract your body ever signed. End of story. Because you cannot be owned. There is no such thing as slavery for us. You are born to be happy and healthy. You are born to thrive. Why that all these cowards, these idiots, these losers accept wearing a mask? I never wear a mask once since this entire BS started. Somebody talked to me at the supermarket, where's your mask? I spit them in the face, act like I'm sneezing. They never talk to me again. So I'm not playing their game. I don't care. I know how a baseball bat works. I know how a really sharp knife works if I have to defend myself. And this is not violence. This is self-defense. And this is what I'm teaching. I'm teaching at the moment based on what the lawyers told me. I'm teaching in Germany that you can use for self-defense every measure that's necessary. Not equal. No. What's necessary? There are the Thai police people beat on the ground a 9 months pregnant old woman. Five police people. They beat up a 70-year-old man in a wheelchair. It's all on video. Guys, yeah. If I would be there, they wouldn't survive. I would kick their face as long as my foot would do it. They wouldn't torture a 9 months pregnant woman on the ground or a 70-year-old man in a wheelchair. They wouldn't if I would be there and if my friends are there. We are different. So you can apply self-defense for third persons. You don't need to apply self-defense just for yourself. You don't need to be a victim just because the other one is wearing a uniform, which has nothing to say anyway. Because there is no such thing as police. They have no jurisdiction, nothing. They are nothing else than the people at the bank in uniform that the bank pays to stand at the entrance. They are nothing more. So it's really, really important that people wake up and they say, that's it. That's it. Because if you have no active resistance right now, it's like with me. Just try me. I don't care anymore. I have nothing left to lose because I don't want to live like this. Because I have proven as a scientist, and I'm writing a book the next 2 weeks about this COVID BS. I have proven as a scientist that a mask kills you, doesn't safe protect you from anything. Social distancing kills you because we are social beings. We need hugs. We need body contact. We need physical contact. That's why the suicide rate is so high, because we don't have enough social contact. Then the social distance BS. So the virus knows after 6 feet, it has to go down straight and fall to the ground, and it can only attack you while you are walking in a restaurant, but not while you're sitting and eating. Guys, what are you believing? Are you all crazy? Are you all freaking crazy? You believing this BS? Don't you see the pattern of mass murder? Do you see the pattern of population control? Do you see the pattern of they killing us all or want to kill us all? You don't see the pattern in the lies? You don't see the pattern in the media? By the way, sue every person in the media, every anchor that says the vaccine is safe and effective. It is not. It is absolutely not. It's a bioweapon.
Well, they're lying, and they really ought to be sued as well for false and malicious misinformation.
They are liable for you taking the vaccine.
I concur.
If you take the vaccine because they said so, and they said it's safe and effective, they are liable what happened to you.
I would think so.
They are. That's just a fact of the nature of law. You caused something. They are saying Trump caused the intrusion into the...
Yes, on January 6th, the Capitol, yeah.
So, he is liable for what he said. If he did, he didn't say that, it's obvious. It doesn't matter. Just hypothetically, all these idiots are saying Trump is Trump's fault. No, it's not. But if they say what he said caused this and now he's liable, then what you say, CNN, or all the other clowns, you are liable for an experimental bioweapon that the experiment goes till 23. In the middle, the Nuremberg codes are completely violated. As a judge, I'm working on getting the second version of the Nuremberg codes going. I just was with a wonderful, you need to have her on, I'll give you the info, a wonderful nurse in England. She's fighting the same way you and I, Jeff. She's one of us. I mean, okay. You have to have her on. Radio shows, and she's a dream. And she's a judge with me on this tribunal. And so she's in England. They have filed six criminal lawsuits against her just for saying...
against
we
her.
Need to,
we need to get her on. Let's get her on. This is ridiculous. What's going on in England is leading the way in some ways of this genocidal takeover of the planet. They are crazy there, what they've done to their people.
Yeah, but it's very logical, because the Queen owns Australia,
oh,
New
crazy
Zealand,
like a fox.
Canada,
I understand.
And England.
Yep.
So that's why everything happens there first, because she owns it. She can just order it. So that's why everything, as the experiment, like that's why they took the guns in Australia. I told you back then, just watch that. They take the guns. 2 years later, they will mandatorily vaccinate them and put them in FEMA camps. That's what they're doing in Australia. So it's only a matter of time. So do you want to live? Do you want your children to live? Do you want your children to have ever children? You can only prevent this till June, July. At the end of July, all your children will be mandatorily vaccinated, permanently tested, and in the new test they admitted it is already the vaccine. So now the next step is, of course, the microchip, where you have the digital currency. They pump up artificially Bitcoin, and when it's high enough so that they can ruin you with one snap, they make it illegal. That's how I see it, and it's gone, and the only government digital currency is legal. There's no such thing as legal, but okay, they're going to say that. So guys, be very, very careful with this artificial push-up of the cryptocurrency. This is a big, big hoax. Backed by nothing, owned by nothing, is nothing. So be very, very careful with that. And it's just like they bring the stock market up. We will have a stock market crash that leaves everybody broke. They ruined on purpose the middle class. There was no reason. So, guys, if you lost your job, if you lost your business, if you lost your restaurant, your family restaurant, first generation, sue them because they caused it with no reason. There's one thing if there's a reason. But since they all know and knew there is no COVID-19 virus, there's nothing deadlier than a regular flu or cold out there. And we are dealing with it. If you ever had the flu, if you ever had anything like that, you have all the variants, all the fighting mechanism for the variants in your body. Get vitamin D like crazy or go in the sun like me. I am hanging out in the sun every second I can. And get vitamin D. Without vitamin D, you die.
Sure.
Very, very simple. So, guys, and hug everybody you can. Shake hands. I told all my people in Germany, they have a total lockdown. They can in the future, they can just go one day shopping when they get the time. They get a time from 1 to 3. You can go shopping on Tuesday, and you have 20 minutes. That's the other thing. You have 20 minutes to shop. What you didn't get, you don't get. So all this stuff is out there. And Merkel is pushing like her life depends on it, because it does. When we come with the Nuremberg trials, we do the same thing with the people that get convicted like they did to the people that got convicted in the Nuremberg trials. There will be a couple of ropes be available. We tried to get already a couple of guillotines from the France, but they want to keep them. They said they need them for themselves. Of course, it was a joke. Huh. But so, here, my friends, we need to really, but they all get hung or shot. That is just a given. There's the death penalty is the only penalty for genocide and what's going on there right now. They are all in it. All the mafia laws can be applied to every government that's in all of this. So, and most of all the fabricated lies that lead to all of this and keep all of this going, make you wear the mask, you get asbestosis or mesothelioma from wearing the mask, which is now proven. I don't know if I sent you the video already with these kids sitting in the dirtiest room I've ever seen in India and putting the test and the mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what do you want, guys? You want to live like this for the rest of your life? Do you want to live on your freaking knees for the rest of your life and try to kiss the behind of the government? Or you fight, stand up, live, and if necessary, die on your feet fighting? That's what I'm going to do. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Leonard, and congratulations on the Coldwellian Times. Well done. I'll be here, so stay in touch. Keep it up. Okay.
Thanks. Okay. Till next month.
Dr. Leonard.
Bye, brother.
Yes. Dr. Leonard Coldwell, a powerhouse. That's the kind of spirit I wish that tens of millions of American patriots had. This would stop in a hurry. All right, we'll be back. Hold on.